to K-Wave 6 Radio, your show for all things positive. Here's your host, Kirk Spencer.
Hello and welcome to K-Wave 6 Radio. This is Kirk Spencer, your host. I had planned on giving you a longer podcast this evening, but things over the weekend, as usual, tend to get, well, let's just say life interrupts plans. Anyway, instead of giving you an announcement saying that I couldn't do the show tonight, it'll come later on, I thought I would just break this down into different parts. So here is part one. This one is going to be the short one because there's a lot more that I want to present for you to think about, and it's going to take a little bit more time on my part to put it all together for you. But let's start with some of the things that are quite obvious. Most people love to talk about truth, except when it comes to themselves and to their beliefs. We've talked about cognitive dissonance on some other shows, and hopefully soon, I'm saying hopefully because I have no idea when I'm going to get it done, but I hope to get it done before the beginning of 2006, which is to update the archives, the YouTube archives, for all the shows that I have not put there so far this year, and just bring them up. There's probably going to be a few that I'm going to avoid putting there, only because I think the subject matter is probably just kind of, dull. However, getting back to the show, when I was a child, I was taught by two very, very nice parents to be honest and never lie. That was a great idea, and I thought, fine, cool, I'll tell the truth. The problem was, even as a probably 7-year-old or 10-year-old, telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, tends to get people into trouble. People don't want to hear the whole truth. People want some things covered up, as we've learned as we become adults, is there are things that you just don't tell people. There are things that you omit. There are things that they get twisted, and if nobody says anything, well, it's okay. And there's even something that I learned much later in life, which I like this one a lot better. It's okay to tell a lie to keep the peace, but you cannot build upon a lie and expect to have peace. So there are times when it's just like telling a child something that if you told them at the moment, they would just go bawling, screaming, hollering, whatever the case may be, or telling a woman something because they're very emotional, and talking in general, something that you need to tell them in private. So you tell them something that just gets them through until you can get them into a private situation and tell them whatever that news is. So I learned that telling the truth is not always the best thing at all times. So with that being in mind, what makes you think that everything that you're hearing these days, whether it be media or for governments or corporations, whatever, what makes you think that somebody is always telling you the truth? Isn't it quite obvious that lies are the way that the world runs? I mean, how many people do you need to tell you that lies are just that? They're lies, and if you tell them long enough, you tell them to enough people, that lie becomes the truth. I mean, how many dictators do you need to explain that to you? That has been said many, many times throughout the life of humanity, or excuse me, not humanity, but humankind. There is a difference between the two. Anyhow, We live in a world where things, most everything that is man-made, or at least altered by mankind, is legal, but things that are natural just seem to be no. You know, and if they're purely from nature, definitely illegal. Think about it from this point. It used to be that at least when I was a child, you could go to the store and you could buy food, whether it's canned food, fresh food, whatever it was, and you didn't concern yourself with whether or not these organisms, as we're calling them these days, but these foods were genetically altered. There was no such thing. If you bought canned goods, all you were looking for was a mark or a label from a trusted company. And if you had or did not have enough money, all you were looking for was a food supplier that would give you something of good quality for your dollar at that time, or whatever the price of the canned goods were. Nowadays, we're not just concerned with that, but we're looking at, hey, has Monsanto messed with this or any of their subsidiaries or whatever? We are looking at an age also where modern medicine is considered to be the medicine of the world. This is something that's nothing new. And we call the original healers or the original practitioners of natural medicine things that come from food, things that come from herbs. Learning, as I did, the Chinese ways of healing through acupressure. Some go for acupuncture. The energy medicines, I don't need to go through a whole list of these, but all of these things that are natural, they've been around for thousands of years, and they're better for us. They're called alternative medicine. But to pop a pill in your mouth and go have somebody bang on your knee and all that kind of stuff, that's modern. It's only been around for a little over 100 years now. But that is what's accepted. But the others are considered to be alternative. And even some of these medical organizations actually fight against medical practitioners that are not using the modern methods. If you're using natural methods, they try to put you out of business. Some of you may know about this, some of you may not, but don't you think this is weird? How about just the influx of prescription drugs? Prescription drugs don't grow on a tree, they don't grow on a bush. Somebody takes nature, they take all the stuff that they want and throw away what they don't want, make it very powerful, put it into a pill form or something that gets inserted into your body through a syringe, and then the thing is so strong and the things that help balance that drug or that herb, whatever it was, are now in your body, and pretty soon you're having to take another drug to balance that drug which gave you other side effects, and then the drug that gave you side effects is being supplemented with another drug which is causing more, and then it has side effects, and it just goes on and on and on. But that's what you should be taking. This is the truth that everybody tells you. This is what the truth the doctors tell you, your nurses tell you. These are the things they try to push. That's what you're accepting, because that's supposed to be normal. I mean, even, what's his name, Steve Allen, a comedian who had a college degree back in the 40s, 50s, even he says, beware of those with credentials passing themselves off as intelligent. That's a paraphrase because I can't remember it, and I was just thinking of that just now, and I thought I would share that with you. But Just because someone who's gone through college and has a degree does not mean they can think their way out of a wet paper bag. Seriously, if you haven't met these kind of people, you got a treat coming. Now, how about living in a state-approved community? Okay, your suburb, your city, you have electricity, you have water piped in, you have sewage piped out, you have some sort of pickup for your garbage, your refuse, and all of this. But how about trying to live what is commonly called nowadays off-grid? You buy some land way out in a rural area, and you can put in your own septic tank, you can put in your own alternative energy, such as solar panels, whatever you're using, and you don't buy any electricity, you don't buy any gas, you don't buy their water, you don't buy their sewage treatment, because honestly, all your sewage is basically is bodily waste and washing your dishes and washing your clothes, and you can collect water either from rain or if there's a nearby stream or river that gives you fresh, clean water. And how about nowadays in some states it's actually illegal to collect rainwater? It falls out of the sky, but you have no right to buy it. You have no right to use it unless it's piped into your house. Isn't this totally ridiculous? This is what we're accepting these days. Why? How about having to buy your electricity? But if you remember anything about your history lessons, or if you were taught, how about just reading it? About Nikola Tesla, who was a man who was trying to give electricity to everyone, teaching everyone how to gather electricity, because it's everywhere. All you had to do is learn how to get it and use it. But the corporate people that were backing him says, we can't make any money off of that. If everybody can have electricity, that means we don't have money. Oh my God, you forgot. This world is run by money. Okay, there's another truth you forgot about. So there's people that have been on YouTube, people that are writing books about it. You never hear about it. But the ability to get free electricity is out there. And you can even use that electricity without wires. This stuff is out there. It's nothing new, except it may be new to you because you haven't thought about looking for it. You've accepted that you have to pay for your electricity, you have to pay for your gas, you have to pay for your water, you have to pay for all these things that you get, but that's the way that we were taught. You've heard on our show many times, especially from my co-host, Stash, who will tell you, question everything. Why are you believing that you have to pay for everything? You were born into this world just like everybody else, but you're paying somebody who just says, hey, I got here before you, now you have to pay me to do this, 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 and this. And if you use a certain herb or more that is healthy for you, we're going to put you in jail, but the one that will kill you, such as hemlock, that's not illegal. Use it all you want. Not a problem. Yes. Okay. So, this is the mentality that we've been taught. This is your truth. The truth that we've all been taught and so many of us accept. Now, reporting it is one thing, but what are we going to do about it? We're going to get into that a little bit more, but let me finish these thoughts here. How about we're being forced to continue to buy and use vehicles which depend on petroleum for fuel? We even have these nice little vehicles called hybrids, which is a small gas engine with electric motors, and so on and so forth. But yet, even back in, I think it was the 1930s, Nikola Tesla, now I'm quite sure somebody's probably come up with this, but he got into a car that had a I think it was a 30 horsepower elevator motor installed in place of his gas engine. He brought in a small box, which he hooked up in the front seat. Car just started running. Of course, it was just humming because it's nothing but electricity running. And the thing got over 60 miles per hour back in the 1930s on a motor run by just that electricity. No batteries, just using energy that's around you. But that technology is lost, or shall we say it has been sequestered. It has been put away secretly. Somebody knows about it, but they're not letting us know about it. Why? Your truth is, everything that we're supposed to have is available to us. We just have to go to work for it. Truth is, even as one of the government officials down in Brazil said it, and I've said this since I was a child, when you started learning about slavery and slaves in the United States were freed in just after the Civil War, but were never given equal rights. They had them for a while, but they lost them. Why? Because just like every other country that had slaves, because, oh, okay, no longer is it legal to own another human being, so, okay, you're free, and here you are, go do whatever you need to do. And it's like turning a kindergarten person out and going, hey, you're free, you don't have to go to school anymore. Go out and get a job. And the kindergartner goes, what? I don't know my ABCs that well. Hey, I think slavery, they didn't teach you how to read, how to write. They didn't teach you how to function in the world without somebody standing over you with a whip or telling you what to do, and all of a sudden you have freedom but no knowledge how to use it. You have freedoms, but everybody concentrates on their privileges. What the state says is okay for you to do that. That's a privilege. You need to figure out what is a privilege and what is natural rights. We're going to cover more into this later on this week, and we're going to continue into it next week as well. Probably going to be joined by a couple of people along the way, but I do have some ideas that I want to share with you, and I'm hoping that you're going to find these shows, Truth, Part 1, 2, 3, as far as they go, some things that will help you to think, not just give you answers. Now, being a teacher, and I've been a teacher on and off for many years, whether it was in schools, academic schools, or even just in martial arts, it's just one of the things that I always teach my students is I don't give you the answers. I help you think through the answers, because if you think through it, it'll be your answer. You remember how you got there and what to do when the occasion arises. And the whole idea of these shows is to help you to find your answers to what is right for you, because you know your life, you know your direction. I don't. So let's help you find your answers, and you can change your life, then change the world around you in your own community. Then you can help others do the same for themselves. And that's how, one way, we can actually change the world to be a better place. This show has been recorded and put up for playback on Sunday, December 6th. This past Friday, we created a forum in our K-Wave 6 radio webpage and participate in our forum. It's an open forum. Let's talk about, openly, with everybody, anybody that wants to be there, about what we can do to make our world a better place. Things that you see that you believe other people are seeing and having to deal with, and how to get around these issues, how to get around these problems. Because as I've said many times before, even on my own show and other people's shows, are you can't sit back and watch the world go down the tubes or go down the drain, because you're not sitting on Mars watching Earth going, oh, look at that, wasn't that a pretty explosion? No, people, we live in the same world. We have to do something or we're just all going to perish together. So, your choice. Do we perish together, or do we actually tell the people that are trying to tell us, this is normal, this is what you should do, to back off and let me be a good, beautiful human being that loves and cares for other people as well, and stop believing all the lies? We're going to get into more of this as the weeks pass by. I would assume we're probably going to do more of this throughout the rest of this month. I don't know how we're going to carry this into 2016, but I hope that these shows will help you have a better new year. And you know, change the things that you can, accept the things that you cannot change, but let's do our best to make our lives better. Before we go, let me introduce you to a song which you're going to be hearing quite often on at least these podcasts, and maybe even the live shows, but regardless, I think the words say it all, and I hope you like the tune as well. Listen to these words and see if this is something that might inspire you to make a change.
Wanna change and give the world more than a take. I wanna change, yes I do, and make amends for my mistake. Cause apathy won't get the best of me. I've gotta change. When I was young, Daddy taught me Earth is Eden. When I was young, way back then, so much beauty to believe in. No lakes or low rivers ain't flowing so. Yeah.
that, I wish you the best, and we'll talk to you again soon. Be well.
Thank you for joining us for today's show. We hope you found today's show interesting and of value to your life. Please visit our website at www.kwave6radio.tk. That's www.kwave6radio.tk. Follow our blog titled What's New for all upcoming shows and events. You can follow us easily by clicking the RSS feed icon on the blog page or via Twitter and our Facebook page. Also visit the Freedom Talk Radio Network and SETV site at www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk for more interesting programming. Most of all, K-Wave 6 radio programs are archived in our YouTube channel. See our homepage for more information. As always, all the best.